A lot of changes to the Vikings' running back position heading into 2017. One of them is the position coach. He's Kennedy Polamalu, joins us right now. We're going to talk about you, sir, and your position group. How did you get to Minnesota? You're a Viking now. How's it going so far, and how'd you get here?
Love it. Through the process, went through the interview process with Coach Zimmer and have that opportunity to come out here, and it was minus 15 degrees. You didn't get me with the weather. They right. got me with the people, and really enjoyed the process. And when I was offered the opportunity to be their running back coach here for Coach Zimmer and the Vikings, I jumped at it.
Yeah, and you guys got right to work. You signed Latavius Murray, you draft Dalvin Cook, and we'll talk about them in a second. But I want to talk about a holdover from last year's roster and a couple years before that even, Jerick McKinnon.
Dallas rushes three, Sam passes right, caught, touchdown, Jerick McKinnon!
A guy who it seems like he can do so many different things on the field for you.
Not only that, he's a competitive young man. Really enjoy him in the room, bright. Not only that, I think he can contribute all over the field, not only as a receiving and pass blocking, but also on the special teams. And that's a pretty good combination to be in this league.
I think if someone were to just look at his profile, his height and weight, they might think scat back, outside guy, put him in space, which he's good at those things. But I have a feeling that you like his toughness too.
Love his toughness. You have to be tough to play this game and to be at this level. They have so much respect for the players in this league that have come before them and that are presently, because this is a tough man's game. Not only mentally, it's the physical part, the show up all the time, to show up to work in those tough days after maybe a tough loss, but you have to be a tough young man to play in this league, and he has done that.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook, he'll be a rookie for us this year, and a lot of football fans know about him because he made a lot of plays at Florida State, and he'll be making a lot of plays for us now. What have you seen from your first year running back?
Well, yeah, everything that everyone's talking about.
Hand off down to the daylight, to the three, to the two, one! Yes! Touchdown of pursuit! Dalvin Cook refused to be denied!
Exceptional vision, really fast turnover with his feet. He can put his foot in the ground and accelerate. A lot of that evaluation is about getting hit without the pads. With what we have seen, his intelligent football IQ, playmaking ability without the ball in his hand, running routes, those things have, and then learn the system. We threw him in there with Sam, and the cadence of change, quarterback's going to change a lot of the plays and the concepts, and the young man has so far has done a nice job.
Can you think of anything that you saw of him at Florida State where there was like a moment where you were like, ah, this guy, he's a little bit different than most backs?
All you have to do is watch all his runs because he has really good collision balance and he has a really good traffic burst that goes from first to fourth gear. And the thing that you look at the number of carries and touches and the beating and everybody knowing that he's going to get the ball. And he still come out of the game I look at the rivalry games because he's from Miami, watched that game, you watch the Florida game and then you see how he competes and you see how, watch the Clemson who won the national title. I mean, you put on the film and he's playing at the highest level and all the tension and playing pretty well.
Yeah. I know that you haven't gotten to see Latavius Murray practice yet because he's coming back from that injury, but he'll be good to go, we hope, at training camp. But what do you envision for Latavius?
A lot of the same things that he's done since he's come into this league. Explosive plays, strong hands in the pass protection, but just the tough, hard yards, and finding the end zone. And that's what we want to do as a running back group is find the end zone, be efficient on running the football, and then have some explosive plays to help this offense and help the Vikings win.
Yeah, rounding out your group, Terrell Newby, C.J. Ham, You know, you've got some guys behind the names that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Do you like the group that you have heading into Mankato?
Love the group. I love the way they compete and the way they want to learn and get better. The kid that you haven't mentioned, I think he'd had one of the finest OTAs in minicamp is Bishop.
Bishop Sankey.
Bishop Sankey. And explosive, tough, you watch him. He can explode through the hole. And I love his toughness. Maybe I'm using that word too much, but it's a tough group.
Well, that's a good trait to have for the running back position because, you know, offenses ask a lot of the running backs. I mean, they're participating in basically every phase of that side of the ball, right?
Yes, they are. They're in every part. And the thing that's nice is, we can make plays. This is a group that can make plays on all the downs. I think that helps our offensive coordinator and Pat, that he doesn't have to, hey, who's in the game. I think he's just going to call it and dial it up, and whoever's in there is going to execute and do their job and help us win.
Well, that sounds like you're ready to go. Thanks for your time and all your hard work so far. We'll see you in Mankato at camp, all right?
Well, thank you very much.